The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. This is episode 200, which is crazy. I'm so excited about that, and I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to all of you for supporting for all these years. It's been over 4 years that I've been doing this show and have had this platform, and it would not be possible without you. So whether you've been part of this since last year, since 4 years ago, or maybe today is your first time ever listening to the show, I just want to say that I appreciate you and I thank you so much for taking time out of your day during your commute, while you're at the gym, while you're hanging out at home, to listen to this show. So it means a whole lot to me. And if you want to continue to support my growth, I will ask that you leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you're listening to the show. It helps us get in front of more people and find more amazing people like you that I can help. So definitely be sure to do that. And if you do that, I will send you a free 30-minute training on how to find and evaluate properties. So if you're not sure how to look for properties, how to run the numbers, all those things, it'll be a great training for you. So all you need to do is send me a screenshot of your submission. My email is in the show notes, and I will reply back by sending you that free training. So thank you again for your support. Also wanted to share, over the next couple of months, you will see 1 to 2 new advertisers on the show to share resources with you. And that's how we keep the lights on around here. So if you want 200 more episodes, I just ask that you support the sponsors, that you consider looking into the resources that they provide and the help they provide. I'm very particular about who I work with. I don't work with everyone. So I'll just ask that you support those sponsors and that you look into them, and just give you a heads up that the flow of the show will be a bit different. You'll start to hear some ads over the next few months. And so I hope that that's okay with you. And I hope that you understand, because again, you got to keep the lights on. We got to pay the bills around here. It costs money. It costs a lot of money to keep this show going. So I thank you in advance. Super excited about this episode today. This is going to be all about the predictions for interest rates in 2024. So without further ado, let's get into it. The Federal Reserve will cut interest rates 6 times in 2024, according to James Knightley, who is the chief international economist at ING Economics. My name is Sam, and I'm an out-of-state investor. Thank you so much for tuning into this video. If you're on YouTube, make sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. If you're on the audio side, make sure to leave that 5-star rating and review. The way this will work today is we're going to look at an article talking about interest rates in 2024. I'm going to break down some key terms that are important for you to understand so you can get the whole picture. And I'm going to talk about how this impacts you as a current or aspiring real estate investor. Before we get into that, if you're interested in buying your first or next investment property in 2024, I have a free guide that you can get today that'll guide you through what those steps need to be. So go to the link in the description and you can download that today. All right, so let's jump into this article. So Knightley says he expects the Fed will start cutting interest rates in the second quarter of next year, delivering as many as 6 25-basis-point rate cuts totaling 150 basis points. In a bit, we're going to talk about exactly what basis points are. He also says he expects the interest rates cuts to extend into 2025 with at least 4 25 basis point interest rates cuts in 2025. And we're going to get into what the federal funds rate is and what that means for mortgage rates. So the federal funds rate is not the mortgage interest rate, but I'm going to explain later in the video what exactly that is. So make sure you stick around. Meanwhile, the futures market suggests the Fed will cut rates by 125 basis points next year. So a couple predictions out there and theories as to what exactly is going to happen. Knightley expects rate cuts would bring the effective federal funds rate to about 3.83% at the end of 2024 and to 2.83% at the end of 2025, compared with today's federal funds rate of 5.33%. And then UBS, which is a financial services company and investment bank, expect the Fed to cut interest rates by 275 basis points next year in a response to a recession. All right, so you might be wondering, what exactly is the Fed or the Federal Reserve System? I know that's a word that's been tossed around like crazy, and you may not actually know what that means, what the Fed means, what the Federal Reserve is. So I pulled up a definition from their website so you can understand exactly what they do. So the Federal Reserve System is the central bank of the United States. It performs five general functions to promote the effective operation of the U.S. economy and more generally, the public interest. So hopefully that gives you a high level overview of what the Fed is. So now you know what this Fed is that you're seeing in all of these headlines. The next thing we're going to talk about is what the federal funds rate is. As we read earlier, there are a couple of predictions about what the federal funds rate will ultimately be. Right at the time of the article, it was 5.33%. And there are predictions that it'll get into the twos, that it'll get into the threes. So we'll talk about exactly what that means. So what is a federal funds rate? The term federal funds rate refers to the target interest rate range set by the Federal Open Market Committee. This target is the rate at which commercial banks borrow and lend their excess reserves to each other overnight. Okay, so hopefully that gives you an idea of what that is. The next thing is basis points. We've talked about basis points throughout this article. You've probably heard people throw around the term basis points, and you may not know exactly what that means. And there was a time that I didn't know what it meant either. So we're going to learn together. We're going to learn what a basis point is, and then we're going to look at some examples and also some of their predictions and what that will actually mean. So what are basis points? A basis point is a common unit of measure for interest rates and other percentages in finance. And we're going to look at exactly what that means right now. So some of the predictions that we saw so far are that the federal funds rate will decrease by 160 basis points and 275 basis points. So keep that in mind, and we're going to walk through some examples of what that could look like in real time, okay? Make sure you're following. All right, so our first prediction is 160 basis points, but before we get into that, I want to walk through just a few examples of basis points in real time. So for example, 25 basis points is a quarter of a percent. So 25 basis points, if you hear that, just know that they mean 0.25%, a quarter of a percent. 100 basis points, if you ever hear that, that means 1%. So 100 basis points means 1%. So the first prediction we heard is 160 basis points. So that would be 1.6%, okay? And then the second thing we heard is 275 basis points. That is quite significant, and that equals 2.75%, all right? So as I mentioned, 100 basis points is 1%. 25 basis points is 0.25%, or a quarter of a percent. So 275 basis points is 2.75%. So hopefully that makes sense. The next thing you might be wondering, all right, we learned all these definitions. We read the article. We know what's going on. How in the world does this impact mortgage interest rates? Because that's what we're here for, right? We're investors, current investors, aspiring investors. So it's important to put all this into context so you understand how this impacts the mortgage interest rate. So we're going to get into that right now. So the Federal Reserve does not set mortgage rates, but its actions indirectly affect mortgage rates. So as of their November 1st meeting, the Fed has raised the benchmark interest rates by a total of 525 basis points. So that equates to 5.25% since the central bankers began raising interest rates in 2022. So as you know, interest rates have run up over the past year, and hopefully everything we've learned so far puts it into context for you. Mortgage rates have risen by about 4.6 percentage points since the beginning of 2022. All right. So as you can see, what happened in this example here, the Fed raised their interest rates. And what happened? The mortgage rates followed. That's typically what happens. So when we're reading about these predictions saying that the Fed is dropping interest rates, then that means mortgage interest rates will drop. More than likely, that's typically how it goes. They typically follow one another. Okay. So does that make sense? Let me know in the comments below if you're understanding, if you want me to break down anything further. All right. So right now I'm going to get into how this impacts you as a current or aspiring investor. We're going to wrap this thing up and put everything in context so you can walk away with what I think is going to be the impact on real estate. All right. So as I mentioned, if this is all true, if these predictions actually happen and interest rates start steadily going down in 2024, then mortgage interest rates will also go down. So as of about December 8th, the interest rates for a 30-year fixed conventional loan is about 7%. And for the 30-year FHA is about 6.43%. Now, the reason that the FHA rate is lower is because those loans are backed by the federal government. So they're considered safer. Thus, the interest rate is a little bit lower. And my prediction is that as interest rates come down, competition will increase. What we've seen over the past year is that a lot of prospective buyers have sat out of the housing market. They decided not to invest because perhaps they couldn't qualify based on the interest rates, or perhaps they just didn't want to pay what their mortgage would be with a 7-8% plus interest rate. If the rates come down, there's going to be an increase more than likely in competition because those buyers who were on the sideline are going to come back into the market. And we're still dealing with an inventory problem. And that's not going to be fixed with the interest rates going down. We haven't built enough homes in recent years to keep up with the demand for homes. So everyone is fighting over a finite number of resources, over a finite number of homes. So I believe that's going to drive the prices up. You let me know what you think. Comment below. Let me know if you agree with that or if you don't. The other reason that there is low inventory is because a lot of folks have low interest rates who are currently homeowners. So we're going to look at a statistic that I read and that I mentioned months ago, but we're going to look back at it so I can put that comment into context. So let's take a look at it really quickly. So according to Goldman Sachs, 99% of borrowers have a mortgage rate lower than 6%. And out of those, 28% have locked in rates at or below 3%, and 72% locked in rates at or below 4%. So it's pretty easy to see why somebody would stick with their 3 or 4% interest rate over a 7 or 8% interest rate, especially if they don't have to move, if they can stay in that particular property, or from an investor's perspective, if they can still cash flow and keep that property with that low interest rate. So that's another reason that a lot of inventory has been off the market. Now, I heard another view that I thought was pretty interesting. Someone commented on Instagram recently and said that they think those folks who have those low interest rates will be more inclined to sell and move on if the interest rates drop to like 5%, 5.5%, which could be true. I'm curious to see what that data looks like and how that works out. So my recommendation to you is if you are currently in the market for an investment property, or if you're currently in the market for a primary residence, and you are in a financial position where you can afford it currently, then my recommendation is to explore it, at least look into it at the current interest rates to see if you can make it work. You can refinance down the line if you choose to for a lower interest rates, if interest rates do actually go down over the next couple of years. However, the benefit that you have more than likely, and obviously real estate is very local, the benefit you have now is that there is less competition. There are less buyers on the market. And we're also getting to the end of the year. And so sellers are more likely potentially to be more negotiable towards the end of the year to get the properties off their hands. And usually people are not trying to move and things like that around this time. So something to look into at the very least. All right. So those are my thoughts. I wanted to make sure I broke down those terms for you so you understand what it looks like in context. Wanted to also make sure you understand how the federal funds rate impacts the mortgage interest rates. I know a lot of these terms get thrown around all the time and you may not know what all of this means. And also wanted to encourage you, you know, there is still opportunity out there. There's plenty of opportunity out there. You may just have to get out of your comfort zone. That might mean moving out a little bit further than where you currently live. That might be eventually preparing to leave your area altogether. That might mean investing out of state. And if you are somebody who lives in an area that's super expensive and you want to invest out of state, I encourage you to explore it. And if you want to learn and do it in the next 12 months, I'm hosting a four-week workshop starting on January 17th. We're going to talk about how to build your team, how to find and analyze properties, how to find the right city, creative financing, and so much more. Go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop if you're interested, or go to the link in the description. All right. Well, thank you all so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to check this episode out. Comment below. Make sure you let me know what you think. Let me know if you have further questions. I'm more than happy to assist. I just want to make sure that you understand and that you're ready for what might be coming. All right. So if you're on YouTube, make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. If you're on the audio side, make sure to leave that 5-star rating and review. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.